This is the Perfectly Mentored Podcast with your host, Jason Portnoy.
Is that the major value prop that really gets companies to choose you as a route for funding, like the equity free piece? Is that really the main value prop, or is there more to it?
Yeah, that's the hook, I guess. That's the reason why people come to us, is, you know, that's the top of mind for every founder, is like, do I have enough funding to keep my business going and to achieve my goals? And we kind of created a new way of thinking about funding. But in reality, you know, capital by itself, you can get anywhere, and you can just decide sort of what type of capital you're looking for. What we're really trying to do now is bring all of the benefits of having an experienced investor. We've seen 25,000 businesses now. We know what works. We know what doesn't work for which category, at which stage, in which geography. And we can actually advise our companies on, okay, here's $100,000 to spend, but you probably shouldn't spend it on Facebook right now. You should, you know, your category is doing really well on TikTok, and so you should spend it here. Or a combination of direct mail and email, it could actually work well. Or, you know, your click-through rate is great on your ads. Your agency is doing a great job, but your conversion rate on your website is well below your average. You need to improve your conversion, you know, your conversion rate, website load time. Here are some partners that can do that. So we're really starting to get into the, you know, the advisory, like what you'd look for in a board member or an investor that's done this before. My partner's on the Canadian version of Shark Tank, Dragon's Den, Michelle. And so she, you know, a lot of people go on there and they're like, look, money's great, but I actually need somebody who's done this before. And we can sort of do one better, where we can say, this is what the data is showing in real time.
Love it. So more than just dumping money in them like a regular VC does and says, go do it. Go get clients, go get more customers. You'll actually take on that role as advisor.
Yeah, exactly. Without, you know, you don't have to listen to our advice, right? Yeah. But we know what works. And so if you're, you know, if you have a secret sauce that works better than what we know, by all means, you know, use our capital and execute your strategy. But if you're looking for some advice on, you know, what we're seeing in the market, we'd love to be able to help as well.
Is there a niche that's been working really best for you guys right now?
One of the things we launched actually earlier this year was a product called Clear Angel. And so these are for businesses that are just starting. One of the things we looked at, so we funded $2 billion to about 5,000 businesses now. And we looked at our data, though. We said no to 50,000 businesses. And that's because they didn't have enough history, or, you know, they didn't have a repeatable business model. What we always tell people is, once you know that you put a dollar in and you get more than a dollar out, either in marketing or inventory, then you shouldn't raise equity, right? Equity is way too expensive. But if you're still figuring it out, then maybe you do want to raise some venture capital, some equity, because if you're investing in R&D and product development, you don't know if the product's going to work, you don't know if people want it, then that's a great use of equity. And so we launched this product called Clear Angel, which kind of more simulates an accelerator program or an equity investment. We still don't take ownership in the company, but what we do is we say, look, we'll give you $25,000. We'll take 2% of sales until we get, you know, for 4 years. And we'll put you through a program. So we'll match you up with a coach. You'll get access to a network. We'll give you a set of objectives, and we'll take companies as early as, you know, $1,000 or $2,000 in revenue. And we can scale them up to, you know, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands, or millions of dollars in revenue in those 4 years. And it's a new program, but it's been really, really well received so far.
So, I mean, you said something interesting where it's like, if you're putting $1 into advertising, you're getting more than $1 back. I'd love to just expand on this, because we live in the ROAS, the higher, yeah, the better. I need this. I need my 5x return, which, I mean, just is crazy, because 10 years ago, no one was even talking about these as a metric, you know, without, yeah, putting up a billboard. What's your take on what's going on, and working with so many different businesses and seeing them grow? How do you map out, like, and I guess we're kind of going in a different direction here. Like, we're moving towards where tracking's becoming more and more difficult.
Yeah.
It's not going to get easier. All the platforms are now going to have issues. How should businesses start looking at ROI or ROAS and start looking at that when it comes to their own business?
Yeah, it's a real challenge. I think if you've grown up in the heavy analytics world where you could track every pixel click and every, you know, track a user across the internet.
The spoiled world where we got data instantaneously, right? For the last 5 years. Yeah.
We're sort of swinging a little bit back to the, not all the way back, not nearly all the way back to the traditional world where it was these massive media buys, but especially coming out of the pandemic in an omni-channel world, I think the businesses that do the best are the omni-channel businesses, right? Meet the customers where they are. But you build a relationship with them across multiple channels. And this is one of the most challenging things because a lot of people, you know, you start by advertising on Instagram and, you know, you can build a pretty sizable business by advertising on Facebook and Instagram and build a direct response business. But if you want to build something, and I think the real question is, if you want to build a stable cash flow business and you're not that interested in growing it, you can do that and you can optimize for your 5x ROAS and you can continue to tweak, you know, the ad sets and refresh the creative and you'll generate a pretty, you know, high margin cash flowing business. But if you're
at zero scale. Right. Yeah.
It's a great sort of side hustle hobby and you pick up the customers when, you know, when the ad prices are cheap. But if you're trying to build a scalable brand, then you need to be able to think about, you know, full funnel. And one of the things that's interesting is sort of testing some of the programmatic ads, some of the out of home. I mean, it's really interesting as you start to think about out of home and TV, we've seen some of our most successful, businesses run, you know, out of home TV, direct mail and direct response. And you can do this. I mean, there's actually great ways to buy programmatic ads, by geography, by postal code, by zip code, whatever. And you can run these tests. And you can model out the lift that you get. You've got to think about your time windows a little bit differently, but you can model a lift of like, hey, I'm going to run this ad for this week. And then for the next 3 weeks, I'm going to see what the lift I get on my direct response is compared to an equivalent geo that doesn't have that. It's hard. You can't control for every variable. The statisticians are going to struggle with this, but you have to have, again, you have to have a little bit of conviction. And you probably have to make some gut decisions on less data. And this is another area where, you know, we try and help because we've seen it across a large, large portfolio. Because you're right. I mean, with iOS 14, you know, it's getting harder and harder and a lot of people are scrambling right now to think through what does that media mix really need to look like for my business to achieve its objectives.
Yeah, look, even before this, I've always believed we were spoiled with the data. Like when I started running ads, we had to manually calculate returns. And it wasn't even like that wasn't the vanity metric at that point. Even at that point, I think businesses kind of have to start looking. I want to hear your thoughts on it, because my thought was always from an MER standpoint of like, how much of your revenue are you prepared to spend on acquiring new customers? And always look at that as like, so let's say you want to be at 25% of revenue to acquire new customers from an advertising perspective. Well, then great. The ROAS doesn't matter. As long as you're making revenue and growing and you're within that 25%, that's kind of how you have to look at it. I'm wondering if you're seeing that trend as well right now.
Hey, Jason here. I hate to interrupt this episode. You're probably enjoying it so much right now. And thank you for paying attention to it and tuning into this episode. Look, the truth is I really need a favor from you. We really want to keep getting this in the hands of more and more people. So if you could do me a favor and head on over and leave a 5-star review, leave us a review, leave us some comments, share it with friends, spread the love. It would mean the world to me. As well, continue the conversation with me on Instagram at Jason Portnoy. Follow along there. Look forward to seeing you there. Thank you so much. Now let's get back to the episode.
Yeah. I mean, I think for the people that are thinking about their business more holistically, we certainly are. I think one of the things that fewer people think about, or fewer, you know, marketers, direct response marketers think about is the margin profile, in the direct response. And I think this is one of the areas where, as you think about, you know, so you think about the MER and you think about your media mix, and then you think about your inventory purchases and the actual sort of COGS that you have in your products. And then you think about your pricing flexibility, you know, you almost want to start to think about like how much of your free cash flow, are you interested in spending? Right. What are the opportunities for you to optimize free cash flow? Because again, and this is where, if you have access to financing, like you can actually start to think about this a little bit more strategically, because you can say, look, I'm going to make a more aggressive media buy, and I'm also going to make a more aggressive inventory purchase. And with my more aggressive inventory purchase, I can actually reduce my my COGS and assume, you know, and assume that the media buy is actually going to sell through that inventory. And so you actually, you expand the free cash flow of the business. So I think that's one of the areas that, you know, the most sophisticated people are starting to think through the margin profile alongside the ROAS side of the business. It's historically been like, hey, I've got my supply chain team and I've got my, you know, marketing team, and they should never talk. And I think, you know, if you can get creative, you can actually start to do some interesting things there.
I love what you said earlier about being omnichannel. I'm a big believer in omnipresence, and the ability to dominate your market or achieve market domination requires you to be seen everywhere. But now with attribution, right? How do you make those decisions if you're a direct to consumer company and you're trying to be as strategic as possible? The delta is so wide sometimes, let's say on Facebook versus now adding in Snapchat versus Pinterest, and they're all attribute their sales a bit differently. How do you advise, you know, the businesses that come work with you around still being omnichannel, but also understanding that there's that double dipping, for lack of better words?
Yeah, it's, you know, I think we haven't seen a great attribution model. You know, a lot of people have tried to,
honestly, I think that's the $1 billion industry. If you could like come up with like a way to correctly attribute every sale, you're that's a $1 billion business. But yeah.
Yeah. What I've seen work best is you really just try and optimize a media mix, and you sort of say, look, you know, here's the mix. You try and control for as many other variables on seasonality and things as you can. But you sort of, I think that's, it's almost like portfolio theory, right? That's going to, because if you try and get down to the attribution of an individual sale, which is what every platform wants you to do, and they want to try and take credit for it, and they've got their own tricks to do it, you can wind yourself up, and you can kind of lose the forest for the trees. So I think probably the best way to think about this, especially if you're starting to think about omnichannel, is what is the right media mix? How do I start to introduce some new things? Does, you know, as I introduce a new channel, does that lift my overall, you know, performance or not? Because it is, you know, at the very least, that strategy will be robust to the changes that are happening on attribution and, you know, and user tracking and things like that we're going to see in this year and beyond.
Hey everyone, thank you for listening. Hope you enjoyed that episode. Thank you for your attention. And if you made it this far, you're clearly somebody who wants to take their business to the next level. You want to get better. And I understand that being an entrepreneur sometimes can feel like a little bit of a lonely journey, which is why being part of a thriving community of like-minded people is just so important. It was super helpful in my own development as well. And as is the ability to instantly get answers to the questions you may have in order to grow and scale your business. It's for that reason why I launched a consulting coaching program called the Market Domination Method. And guess what? If you're listening to this and you hear this, we're open for applications right now for new members to join. So to request an invitation or to book a free diagnostic call, call it a game plan call, I'll literally sit with you and demonstrate the value that we could bring to your business on that call. Let's jump on a call. We'll discuss ways you could possibly grow your business. Head on over to jportnoy.com, jportnoy.com. You'll find all the different ways you could work together. It's going to be the best business decision you'll make. So hope to speak soon. Head on over to jportnoy.com, book that free game plan call, and I look forward to talking to you soon.